I am really, really excited to have our live guests here in the studio. They were with us once before, but it's been a little while, and we'll find out what they've been up to. But first, let's hear some live music from here in the Weisse Studios from Jasper the Colossal.
Try to quit drinking, 'cause I don't like myself. What's funny is I started drinking in the first place. And that is teenage days, a teenage quarter. I guess I'm never growing old. Try to cut back on weed so I can have more clarity. Kind of funny that I use it to console.
Jasper the Colossal, live in the WYSO studios. Welcome back, you guys.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you here. It has been quite a little while since you were last here, but I know you guys have been keeping busy. Just give me a little snapshot. What has the past year been like for the band? What have you guys been up to?
A lot of writing. Got a whole new album written now. We just bought a van, which is amazing and awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so we bought it forever, and we finally pulled the trigger.
Nice.
That one.
So van leads me to believe touring in the future. Lots of road gigs?
Yeah, as soon as we get the album out, that's goal number one, is to start playing out of town as much as possible, because we were playing out of town quite a bit before we took the break, and then now it's we come back and we don't, you know, we still play songs off the old album, but we really want to have something that's more of a current representation before we go. But once we do, I'm antsy. I'm
ready. You're ready.
Yes.
Well, what has been the shift or the evolution of the band as you guys see it from the past album to the material that you're working on now?
Definitely there's definitely a tempo change, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we're just aging or what's going on. No, it's definitely a lot less pop punky. I think a little more just rock and roll now. I think that's probably the direction we've gone, which seems to be kind of the first one was pretty, the very first EP was kind of like thrashy and loud and whatever, and then now it's not so much anymore. We still have those songs too, though.
A little less angry sometimes.
No, I'm still pretty angry.
Was that shift a conscious decision, or is that just something that kind of happened as you guys were writing this new material and starting to work on the album?
I think it really just kind of happened. We didn't have any really decision to have that. It's just we got together and started writing, and that's what came as the product. So
nice. What has the recording process been like so far?
Well, we record out with this guy Greg in Indiana, and this one we did a little bit different. Last time we did like boot camp style, to where we had all the songs written, and we did it the first time in 2 days, and then we went back for 3 days, and like we just slept in the studio and everything. And this time we've taken a bit more time, especially in respect to these songs. They are a bit different, so I think they deserve a little bit more attention, especially like with certain harmonies and layering, and we got to do a lot more of that, so it's definitely a different experience.
Mm-hmm. How has it been, you know, being able to let these songs kind of breathe in the studio setting? Do you find that they're evolving even more as you're going through the recording process, or are they sticking pretty close to how you've written them to this point?
I mean, I know personally it's changed the way that I approach the songs in the studio setting, because there are a good, well, three or four of them we've had for a little while, to where we've been able to work them out live a lot, but just, you know, going from live to studio is a whole different beast. It's definitely made me look at the songs differently when it comes to writing, like just bass style in general, and even some of the vocal parts. Like once, it's kind of one of those, once you hear them out, you know, once you hear them isolated, so you're like, oh, that's not very good, is it? maybe I should fix that.
How do you know when they're done? Because like I can
they're
see
never done. I will never be happy with it. I hate
we're
it already.
Always,
I've been listening
we're
to
always thinking
in the car.
On the album, like a year later, man, I really wish I would have like had this one part here or changed mm-hmm. this part here. So like it's never done. It's just done for that particular time.
And that's the nice thing about still being able to play them live, is you can implement those changes if you feel like it. You know what? It's your song.
Exactly.
We play the song.
Well, I want to give folks a listen to one of the tracks off the forthcoming album. Do you guys want to introduce this at all?
Okay, I'm getting gestured towards. Mm-hmm. This is Dead Horses. This is a rough mix, but it's probably the best out of all of the mixes that we have so far. So we hope you like it.
Let's take a listen to this. It's brand new music from Jasper the Colossal. And we're going to come back, chat with them some more, and hear some more live music. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
tell me to go. Yeah, I want you to feel free to tell me so.
Brand new music from Jasper the Colossal. That one's from their forthcoming album. We've got the band here in the studio. So do you guys have a release date set or kind of a target for when you want to put this new one out?
We don't have a date quite yet, but we're looking at August. Like,
nice. So
right at this point, yeah. We're pretty far along now. It's just we really got to go back out there and do the final crunch mixing. But yeah, yeah. There's not too many changes, although I already heard a couple there.
So, yeah, that was nerve-wracking in the headphones.
Yeah, these are better than... We don't know what this sounds like either. So. Yeah, it's different in the headphones than it is in the car and in the studio and all that. But
all valid listening choices, though, I must add. It's always kind of fun to hear the car versus the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So release probably in August and recording in the meantime. But I know you guys also have a couple of live gigs coming up. Where can folks go see you play?
Our next show is at Canal Public House, and it's July 17th. So it's 18 and up, so you don't have to be 21 to get in.
With Legbone, Red Hot Rebellion, and the ZG's from Cincinnati, and they're very cool.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. We've got info on that show up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, and you can connect with Jasper the Colossal there as well. We've got a link to their page. Is Facebook the best place for folks to keep tabs on where you're going to be and when the album's out and all that good stuff?
I would say yes.
Yeah, I mean, we have a website. We have jasperthecolossal.com, but as soon as you click on the shows, it links you to Facebook anyway. So that's a good place for
easy,
it.
Easiest place to go.
We typically post our shows on Twitter and Facebook. So those are our two.
Yeah, what is it? Twitter? What is it? At Jasper Colossal? Is that it?
At Jasper the Colossal.
Oh, it is the Colossal? I thought it was just, see, I thought there was no the.
It might be Jasper Colossal.
See, this
you
is,
can
you're
try
in
both.
Charge of Twitter.
Some she other Colossal Jasper keeps getting tagged by Paige, apparently. Yeah. This guy's like, what is this girl? Leave me alone.
So once the album's out, hoping to get out on the road, is that kind of what the rest of the year looks like for you guys? Is, you know, getting the release out and doing as much touring as possible?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, you are correct.
Excellent.
And then it's
getting new shirts.
As far as the Dayton gigs go, though, there's still like Dayton Lady Fest is at the end of August, which is exciting. There's the Gem Fest.
Gem Fest.
In October 3rd. So we're going to be around Dayton still, but kind of more for festivals, get us out of the bars a little bit, let us breathe. And then out of town, we'll suffocate in this new van.
Let them breathe a little bit. They might be
sick of us. That's true. We'll let you guys breathe.
Well, before we send you off into the world with the new album in hand, I would love to hear some more live ones here in the studio. What do you guys say?
Sounds good.
All righty. Our guests this evening are Jasper the Colossal. They've got a new album coming out later this summer, and you can check them out live on July 17th at the Canal Public House. They're going to be performing with Legbone, Red Hot Rebellion, and the ZG's, and we've got info up on that show and ways to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But there's plenty of time to go surfing the internet. In the meantime, you want to get comfy, get close to your radio, and check out some more live music from here in the WISO studios.
Thank you.
Keep on going. Yeah, we'll play. We're gonna play another song then, because we're gonna be awkward here and be silent. So
yeah, we're awkward.
Yep.
Feel free to like us on Facebook and be awkward with us.
Yeah, we like awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Songs are kind of about being awkward.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get high and watch movies about drug addiction. Sit around and cry of how we're lazy and we lack conviction. Change the channel, switch positions. Change the channel. We'll be right back.
Jasper the Colossal, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Keep an eye out for their new album that's coming later this summer, and check them out on July 17th at Canal Public House. They're going to be on the stage with Legbone, Red Hot Rebellion, and the ZGs. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This was such a blast having you back in the studio.
Thank you very much. We missed you.
We missed you. I'm so glad you guys have a new album coming. Keep tabs on what Jasper the Colossal is up to. We've got links to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can connect with them. There's info on the shows and much, much more. We're going to go back into some recorded music now with the Alabama Shakes. This is from their new one.